Okay, two, three.
Caterpillar, you're a killer. You're the foremost fear instiller.
It's a warm winter's day in San Francisco's financial district. As businessmen scurry about, a small group of people are holding signs and singing songs about a boycott.
My name is Kayla Starr, and I'm a Jewish woman who's concerned about the treatment that the Israeli government is using against the Palestinians, killing them, jailing them, walling them off, destroying their houses. And so I'm part of an international campaign to divest from Israel, to put economic pressure on Israel to change its policies.
This protest is being held outside the offices of retirement investment firm TIAA Cref. One of TIAA Cref's investments is the Caterpillar Company, the makers of construction equipment. And according to protester Alexi Folger, that's not all.
They make D9 mechanized, weaponized bulldozers. The only customer for those bulldozers is the Israeli army. They do one thing. They're not construction equipment, they're destruction equipment. They're used to destroy Palestinian homes, uproot olive trees, which is an important economic resource. And they have injured and killed civilians, including an American, Rachel Corey, who was run over by a Caterpillar D9 bulldozer while trying to defend a Palestinian home from destruction.
Bulldozer, dozer, dozer, I smash your house to clay, and when I'm good and ready.
This action is part of a growing nationwide campaign, which is referred to in shorthand as BDS. It stands for Boycotting, Divesting, and Sanctioning both the State of Israel and companies that play some role in the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land.
Join the rising tide for our sisters and our brothers.
The BDS campaign has targeted a few big companies, including Motorola, Northrop Grumman, and Caterpillar, which aid in constructing Jewish settlements or the Separation Wall, among other Israeli government initiatives. Activist Joel Frankquist has several thousand dollars invested with TIAA Cref in a retirement fund from a previous job. He says he thinks the campaign has a chance because TIAA Cref prides itself on being socially responsible.
They divested from Darfur, and so we see ourselves as just asking them to do a similar thing, to include the Israel-Palestine conflict.
TIAA Cref hasn't budged so far, but the BDS campaign is gaining steam. Students at more than 17 universities across the U.S. have raised the issue of divestment with their administration or student government. Some musicians and filmmakers have refused to perform in Israel. Most telling, in July 2011, the Israeli government passed a law making it illegal for anyone in the country to publicly call for a boycott of Israel. One possible reason for the success, a major component of the campaign, has been the participation of Jews, and in particular, a group called Jewish Voice for Peace, which organized today's protest. Frankquist is a member.
It is true, fortunately or unfortunately, that as a Jew, people may pay more attention to my opinion on this issue than if I weren't.